Kristen Pleasanton, Deputy Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. With me in the studio is Kimberly Raley. She's a musician and an educator. Kim, welcome to Delaware State of the Arts.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you here, and I thought as a treat, we might start off with you playing a musical selection. So if you'd like to introduce it, that would be great.
Absolutely. What I thought would be great to play for you today is a piece by Mark Haggerty. He's a Delaware-based composer, and the name of the piece is Sea Level. He wrote this piece for me a number of years ago while traveling in Amsterdam and was inspired by the flora and the beauty of the Dutch countryside. And this movement is called Dialogue, and it is a contrast between deep, somber voice and, as he describes it, a sweet, optimistic voice and that interplay between the two.
Oh, nice.
It is also written for alto flute. I should mention that as well.
Thank you, Kim. That was really beautiful. You mentioned that was for the alto flute. And how many different types of flutes do you play?
Actually, I play the alto flute. I play, obviously, the regular concert flute and piccolo and also Baroque flute, which would have been the instrument as it existed back in the 18th century.
Oh, okay. So how long have you been playing? Did you start as a child?
Yes, absolutely. I sure did. I started as most young people do in fourth grade. I'm very excited to start to play the flute at that point. And, of course, I loved it and continued until today, actually. Yes.
Great. And I know that you are very active in a lot of music organizations. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, sure. I'm the principal flutist of the Delaware Symphony and also Opera Delaware. And I'm also the co-artistic director of the chamber ensemble Mélomanie. We've got a concert series at the Delaware Center for the Contemporary Arts. And our mission and our concerts feature music from the 18th century performed on period instruments. And then we also commission new works for the ensemble that are paired with these early pieces. So we have, to date, I believe, a little over 40 pieces that have been written for us over
wow.
the course of our time, and just very excited about that.
So you, as an artist, what's the experience like being part of an orchestra or being versus being part of a smaller group like Mélomanie?
Well, I love them both. it's such a joy to be able to participate in both types of performance. I suppose the striking difference from me, from a personal standpoint, is that in a chamber setting, we have a little bit more of an intimate connection with the audience and are able to talk to them more directly about our performance challenges, our inspirations, those kinds of things that help to connect them with the music that they're going to hear.
Okay. And I know I did read that you do some commercial or you work at some commercial organizations like theaters and things and part of that orchestra, and that's a whole different thing as well, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. So it's just been great. I've been very fortunate to be able to really perform in all kinds of settings, and each brings about its own thrill, shall we say, and challenge. So that's been wonderful.
It seems as though you're very busy. Is it hard to keep a schedule, you know, keep organized with the schedule with that many different organizations, or is it something you're used to now?
Well, I am used to it, and it is always challenging. You know, life becomes a big puzzle piece or puzzle board, shall we say, and trying to piece things together. And yes, it does take time kind of figuring things out and planning, especially with my teaching schedule at Westchester University. But it's a rewarding challenge. So, you know, it's nice to be able to feel passionate about everything that you're doing every minute of the day.
Right. Now, that is nice. You mentioned you teach at Westchester, so do you want to talk a little bit about that and what you do there?
Well, I'm the flute professor at Westchester University, and we have a wonderful studio of students who, most of which are majoring in music education and interested in pursuing that career. There are also a number who are interested in the area of performance, so We're a real healthy, vibrant group. I also conduct the flute ensemble there, and we give performances at Westchester and throughout the region. We had the opportunity to perform at the Mid-Atlantic Flute Fair in Reston, Virginia this year, so those types of things. And then lastly, I'm a member of a woodwind quintet, a faculty woodwind quintet at Westchester called, well, we call ourselves the Quinsylvania Winds. And we've played, again, numerous concerts throughout the region as well as in New York, and have also had a number of composers write for us. So it's a wonderful job. I love going to work every day. It inspires me.
Wow, that's great to hear. You talked about some composers that are creating works for you. Mark Haggerty is from Delaware, right? Are there any other Delaware composers that you're involved with?
Absolutely. Jennifer Margaret Barker, who teaches at the University of Delaware, has written a number of pieces for Melomini, one of which was specifically for myself and harpsichordist Tracy Richardson. And Ingrid Arauco, another Wilmington-based composer, has written several pieces for us as well. And Chuck Holdeman, I don't want to forget anybody. So, yes, we are very fortunate to have wonderful composers living in this community and have supported our efforts and written some beautiful music for us, which we've recorded. Some of which we've recorded, I should say, on our first two CDs of contemporary music.
Oh, great. So why don't you talk about those CDs for a minute?
Well, the most recent CD was released in September. It's called Excursions, and it includes works by Ingrid Arauco, Jennifer Margaret Barker, and Philadelphia-based composer Roberto Pache, and our Brazilian friend Sergio Roberto de Oliveira, and we're very, very proud of it. The first CD was released about 3 years ago, and it's entitled Fluorescence. And we're beginning to work on our third, so we're very excited about that.
And where can someone who might be interested find these CDs?
Well, the best place would be to go to the Meyer Media website, in which this was our producer for these CDs, and it is available on his website and at our concerts as well.
Okay. And could you spell Meyer, please?
M-E-Y-E-R.
Great. So that's the website if anyone's interested in the CDs. So, Kim, I'm sure you've done a lot of traveling associated with playing and being parts of these many organizations. Do you want to talk about some of the places you've been to perform?
Well, most recently, as a matter of fact, Melo Mani traveled to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and we were invited by our friend Sergio to perform at his contemporary music festival. And it was just a fantastic experience to travel to Brazil and to be part of this wonderful festival. That was my most recent travel and actually most exciting to date, I must admit.
It does sound exciting. So what was the festival like?
Well, it was a four-day festival, and there were composers and performers actually throughout the world. One violinist was from Iceland, and she performed new compositions. Actually, it was a really interesting program. It was a collection of new works that she'd commissioned, all of which were like little vignettes, so they were not more than 2 or 3 minutes in length. She played on electric violin. Oh. It was quite striking. We were the featured group at the festival, so we played works from our most recent CD, and there were other performers there as well. So it was a wonderful event, very well received.
Great, sounds wonderful. How about in this Mid-Atlantic region? What is the place that you're performing at the most, you think?
Oh boy. Well, I would have to say in the city limits of Wilmington.
Oh, great.
Which is wonderful. So at the Delaware Symphony performs now at the Grand Opera House, as well as the Laird Performing Arts Center. And Opera Delaware, also at the Grand Opera House. Okay. And then our Melo Mani series, as I mentioned, is at the Delaware Center for the Contemporary Arts. So it's wonderful to be part of, maintaining a very vibrant cultural life within the city. That's one of our ensemble's missions. So it's really great.
That's good to hear. Mm-hmm. I'd like to take a moment and let the listeners know that they're listening to News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. Today, I'm talking with Kimberly Raley. She's a musician as well as an educator. And we've been talking about the places she's been performing and the different job she has as a musician and as an educator. She's been very active in the Wilmington community. And recently, I know that she has won and been awarded a master's fellowship from the Delaware Division of the Arts. So, Kim, do you want to talk a little bit about that impact that award has had on you so far?
Well, I'm extraordinarily honored. I must say there is a very vibrant, talented artistic community in our state, and to receive this award is really quite humbling, and I feel extremely honored by that. I'm excited about the plan I have for the fellowship concert that I'm going to be giving. It's going to be in September, September 13th at 2 p.m. at the Delaware Center for the Contemporary Arts, and for me it's a kind of retrospective in a way. It's going to feature music that's been written for me, one of which you heard an excerpt from earlier, Mark Haggerty's Sea Level. I'll also be playing a piece by Jennifer Margaret Barker for flute and harpsichord. Tracy Richardson will be joining me, and Ingrid Arauco's Fluorescence, which is also for flute and harpsichord. And I'm very excited, and as a part of this fellowship, was able to commission two new works that will be premiered on that concert. One, a solo piccolo piece by Chuck Holdeman, who's also a Delaware-based composer, and a new work for Baroque flute and harpsichord, which Sergio Roberto de Oliveira will be writing for me. So in a lot of ways, it's a kind of retrospective, and it's also a representation of what I love to do, and that is to play a variety of instruments, as we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. So all the instruments I mentioned earlier will be represented. I'll be playing pieces for flute, alto flute, piccolo, and Baroque flute. So I'm excited about that.
It's interesting that you do have some composers that are composing just for you. And that sounds like a really an honor and a wonderful opportunity. So how does that all come about?
Well, What's really wonderful about that, I think, is that since we have the personal relationship and we know each other in terms of our work, the piece becomes something that is a representation of our style of playing, shall we say, and, you know, that that kind of collaborative spirit between what a composer's muse is in terms of writing and what mine is as a performer. So it's a wonderful relationship that is struck. And actually, I'll be speaking with Chuck Holdeman later about this piccolo piece, so I'm kind of excited about that as well. It's really rewarding.
Do you have a favorite of the flutes by any chance?
Absolutely not.
Oh, they're all equal.
Actually, I love them all. I couldn't say. I really gain a lot of pleasure.
And is one any easier than the other, or are they all about the same level of difficulty?
Well, I would say this: they all have their own challenges and their own soul, shall we say, and their own colors. And I think that's why I liked playing them all equally as well, because they each have their own voice and inspiration for me.
Great. Just as an aside, as far as the Delaware Division of the Arts individual fellowship process, how would you describe that for artists that might be thinking of applying themselves? And how did you think it was easy? What would the process be like?
Well, I don't think it's difficult. I think it's a very well-organized, streamlined process. The challenge is for the artists is to think about, which is sometimes very, very difficult. I know it is for me to kind of sum up in words what it is that is of value to you as an artist. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the challenging part, which is, of course, personal.
Right.
In terms of organizing those thoughts. But right. In terms of the actual process of applying, I would certainly highly recommend. The process is extremely rewarding experience, and the process is very, very clear.
Great. And I know one of the main things the judges are looking for is the quality of the artwork or mm-hmm. the music or the writing. And then, as you said, it's putting together an artistic statement or an artist statement about your work.
That's right. Is
the harder thing to get
it's
out.
It's very
there.
Difficult to put those things into words. We're so used to. I know myself. I'm far more effective communicator with a flute in my hand than I am in the words that I speak. So it takes you out of your comfort zone to really think about that. And ultimately, it becomes a rewarding experience in the end.
Right.
You know, once you've searched for the right words, shall we say? Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you again on that award.
Thank you so much.
Now I'd like for you to play a second piece, if you don't mind. I'll let you introduce that as well.
Well, what I brought with me is a piece by Debussy. It's called Syrinx. And the reason I brought it is it's one of the first well-known solo flute pieces from the 20th century. So it's kind of the piece that kicks it all off, shall we say.
Wow.
Debussy's inspiration was the story of the Greek myth about Syrinx and Pan. Syrinx is a woodland nymph, and she's being pursued by Pan, who has amorous feelings for her, and she's not very interested, so she prays to be turned into reeds, and her wish is granted. And as Pan is running through the forest, he sees these reeds and hears the beautiful sound that the wind makes through the reeds, so he decides to cut them and fashion a panpipe, and then which will, you know, forever represent the spirit of Syrinx. So that was his inspiration in writing this piece, and I just think it's quite a delight for the instrument.
much, Kim, for sharing your talent with us today.
Thank you so much for being here
on Delaware State of the Arts. I've been speaking with Kimberly Raley, artist and educator, and she was playing some wonderful selections for us. So thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you. I appreciate being invited. Thank you.